it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
That Salty is coming through loud and clear. Good afternoon to you, mate.
Good, mate. How are we going, boy?
Very
good,
well, Salty.
I'm going to confuse you. Listen, boys, I just want to pick your brain now, Murray. We beat the Blues on the weekend. And we've got Melbourne this week. If we run over the top of them, is anyone actually going to rate Geelong, or do we have to pant Collingwood and pant Sydney? Or, you know, I listen all day, every day, just, you know, because I sit at home. You know why? But all I'm doing is hearing these Carlton supporters and Richmond and everyone ringing up, going, no one rates us yet. And to be honest, I'm over it.
I'm pretty sure Andy's been on board. We've rated them highly, so not across all the other the programs that are going on, but utmost respect from the run home team.
There is, I think, amongst some football supporters, and it's
just not getting enough.
No. It's a kind of fatigue.
They've been so good for so long.
Just when are you gonna go away? It's a bit like this, a bit like Sydney as well, but you know they're a bit further away geographically. They're not quite as present in the minds of Melbourne supporters. Melbourne based supporters, but I think there's a bit of that. When are you gonna bugger off? We've all had our time down in the cellar. We've all been poo. When are you going to be rubbish? And then there's never rubbish. And now we read. Now, Garrett, here's a call. Put the red light on. Let's record this. Geelong will get Huey McCluggage. Everybody wants him.
Not for 1.3.
They won't pay 1.3.
That's the asking price,
it doesn't matter. Huey, as a South Warrnambool boy, would anyone be surprised? I don't think he leaves Brisbane. But if he does leave Brisbane, would anyone be surprised if he chooses Geelong? And he goes there way under what market forces were demanding for his services.
So you think 1.3 is about fair?
I think 1.3 is madness for Huey, but somebody sounds like you're only worth what people are going to pay you. And if they can get 1.3, then go your very hardest. But it would be just like Geelong.
I don't think he's leaving Brisbane if they're offering him 1.3.
No, that's what's been reported as offers coming his way from elsewhere.
Gotcha.
Thank you. But Geelong won't pay that, but it won't stop them from being right at the top of the queue to secure services, because that's what they do.
True. But if someone is prepared to pay 1.3 and they go, hey, listen, we got 657, ta-da, you're not getting him. I don't care how good
it won't be that big a difference.
Or they say eight.
Here you go. I reckon it'd be nine. Still, I reckon that is a cough up nine.
You reckon he's prepared to pay a $400,000 tax go play at Geelong, do you?
That's if the 1.3 is right.
Well, that's true. I'm only going on what's been reported.
That's on exactly the same as you. I mean, Julio knows way more. He's got his finger on the pulse of this stuff.
And I reckon there's a lot of amber claims thrown out by agents, and they just leak a bit of stuff out there that's, you know, 1.3. Gee whiz, that's a lot of loot, Andy. I know there's more money coming
that's
in.
Right.
The salary cap's going to increase.
You're saying he's not worth
it? I won $250,000.
Well, I think he's a mighty fine player. Fine player. But 1.3? Are you saying he is worth that?
No, I'm asking you. Are you saying he's worth
1.3? I think it's a bit too high.
Yeah, I've already said I don't think he is worth that. But you are worth what you can get.
True that.
So let's just see how that one plays out. Hey, Nick, don't go anywhere. We'll get to you after the news headlines. Pete's in Essendon. We'll get to you as well. It is the tradies hour for Ace Gutters, Australian made. And you know what? They are built to last.